Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Dr. Sadie Allison was here yesterday. She is a sex expert. And do we have one of these babies? Which one do we have here? Okay. Todd, do you want to try this?
Oh, where's
this
the...
Hell yeah, I do.
Is this working here?
Todd is single.
Oh, there we go.
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Now, Todd, these are... panties. They're a bit frilly.
Might be too frilly for
you. Oh, that's a remote control front control device?
Yes. In the front naughty, there is a vibrating device. Now, nice. Christy, do you want to handle this? This is from a place called Tickle Kitty and Dr. Sadie Allison.
Let's go, Todd.
Dr. Sadie Allison brought these in. Also, we do
this
have...
This is the type of content you can expect at Barstool Indy. Todd putting on panties. This
all
is...
right.
Nice.
About oh, that looks good on you.
Okay, now it's sort of like a cod piece.
They ride low.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do ride low. I had them on yesterday.
Okay, now
that was right on the tape.
Yeah. That's
low.
That's where
is
you
that
want
where
it.
It's supposed to go.
Good description.
That's what I heard. You're supposed to move it back to the.
Once again,
no kidding.
What? Do I sit or stand?
See, this is like a police. This is like a stakeout in a movie. Todd,
sometimes you can say no. You know? You can say no to things.
I wore them yesterday. You don't necessarily want to say no.
Nice. I kind of like it.
Now, Christy, you have the controls. Yes. Once again, Todd McComas, former police. So this is like a stakeout. I remember you guys are sitting in the van, and you've got some guy
fingering
wired.
Each other.
And you're. I didn't say anything about fingering. Be
oh,
quiet.
That's my fault.
If I would have had these in my old stakeout days, a lot of bad guys would have gotten away with it.
Hi-oh, there's a shot. Shot to the tank.
Jesus, Christy.
Now, Christy can actually speak into that thing.
But she's firing that thing away.
Is it going?
Yeah, it's like a machine gun.
I'm not touching it.
Ooh, we're not?
Put the microphone down.
Is it? Why does it keep going off?
Okay.
Yeah, it's picking up our audio, I think.
Oh, is it go off that?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello!
Ooh.
So it's a remote-controlled pair of panties.
So all I have to do is talk.
Now,
it's like being back in Tijuana again.
Tijuana.
Except...
Would you own a pair of these? You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
I'm already
I think they're for ladies. But
they are.
I get
yeah.
it, but yeah. guys can enjoy them too, right, Josh?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
You tried these. Are you going to try these?
You're not alone here, Josh.
Absolutely.
Come
not.
On.
It's 2017.
Put them on McAfee.
Come on.
You're not in the league anymore. There's
Let's
no shield.
Come
put
on.
Them on, McAfee.
Barstool. Barstool.
I'm proud that you did it, though.
Chick, you haven't worn them yet.
I've got a feeling I'm seeing the direction of your new show on Barstool.
I believe
the word stooge.
Yeah.
Todd McComas has just become the, you're going to be the go-to guy.
This? Welcome to the club.
This is where the magic is right there.
Oh, that's where it all happens right there.
Now, Chick is sort of wearing sweatpants. Let's get him to put those on. He'll really.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your
Chick,
your strip club
love
pants
it.
On.
I'll put them on.
Yeah, those strip
oh,
clubs.
Yes.
Sit on
you
it.
Just sit on
all right,
I don't
now,
feel
Christy.
Anything yet.
Todd, I'm seeing in the future.
Nothing?
When
chick has lost all feeling in his tank.
When this sort of thing needs to be done, you're going to be the guy out there.
Nope. Yeah, right? I'm going to be the...
Do you have it on?
I see a smile coming to your face.
I don't feel it when you talk. I was feeling it when you pushed the thing.
And how did it feel?
It was all right.
Really? Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, it wasn't horrible.
Little memories.
Not bad. Memories? What?
What's that move called? The hummingbird? Is that what they call it?
I don't know, but I'm interested.
You tell me, Todd. You tell me, Todd.
You have my attention.
Wasn't that L.A. law where he reversed his tongue or something? Is that what I'm...
What?
I don't remember.
I got that wrong.
Okay, now we have a couple of other things I think we could bring in here. Do you have the mustache? Is that thing functioning?
Oh, there's a vibrating mustache. Good idea.
There you go.
There is?
What? There's a vibrating mustache?
Yeah.
We didn't
people.
See that yesterday.
These sex people are geniuses.
They are geniuses.
And then now
there's
this...
a whole team getting paid to come up with this.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They have a convention.
She talked about it twice a year. There's a big expo.
And they have,
really?
You guys should send your crew out there. But they have thousands of devices.
Yeah, but I want to be in the meeting. You know, the conference meeting with the dry erase board where it's, all right, we have a mustache here, you think.
See, I want
to
name
right
it.
Where the Hitler stash was, we put a vibrator right there. We put a vibrator right there.
Call it the Clitler.
So now.
Wouldn't that be? I mean,
hey,
that's,
Tom, I am hiring.
That's a slow pitch. I think that I'd love to name some of this stuff because some of it has kind of a dumb name.
The Clitler.
Like this is called the Womanizer.
Right.
But it's and
oh,
it's
the
a,
panties or what?
This is about like the size of a large a computer mouse, and then it's got some kind of light ray.
Now Christy,
you tried this yesterday.
You took one home yesterday, right?
Well, I took one. I didn't. Ooh. I forgot it. I didn't take it home. Oh. I found it on my desk this morning.
So she forgot.
What's it do exactly?
It's hand it to Todd. It's like
it
a handheld device.
And there's suction
Suction. It's like a female.
Beige machine.
Yes.
Oh. Like
for
a pocket
the lady.
Is there a dude beige machine?
Yes, we have one of those in the other room also. Now, Pat, you want to try on the...
Oh, I see. But this is for a really small dude.
Not well.
No,
it's
for the ladies.
Very small dude, yeah.
And it's got
a large
or a really
so
big woman.
I see.
Yeah.
This Todd goes right on the face.
Yeah.
And it has a light on it so you can...
On the what?
On
the sensitive area.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
On the magic button.
It has a light on it so you can find things.
Oh, yeah. That makes it way
of
easier.
Of course, yeah, for yourself, you know. Yeah.
No, for the ladies
for
so you can see where you're going
They
with
can
it.
See in the dark.
You know, cupping.
Is it waterproof?
Oh,
I think it's water resistant. Okay. I don't think it's dishwasher safe. Where are you planning on putting it?
Well, because every once in a while you run into the sprinkler.
Bathtub.
Yeah, every once in a while you find a lady who's a sprinkler, you know, and you got a garbage bag your whole house.
Okay, Christy, pass this over.
You're ridiculous.
You have to Dexter up your bed.
We've mentioned that Pat McAfee has an excellent beard, but the mustache is still a little bit tentative.
Oh, my.
Now, Pat, this is kind of a handlebar mustache that vibrates. Do you want to try this on?
This is the Clitler.
No, because this is a different cut. This is more of the this is more of a what would you call it, Christy? A handlebar mustache?
Could you imagine
if you came to my bedroom wearing that? I would.
Is that the vibe?
That's the vibration.
It's vibrating right now.
You look like
you are currently listening to my mustache.
Yeah.
If you put on a tux, you'd be like a waiter at St. Elmo's.
Yeah, but for dudes, I want to tell you, this mustache here, not only do you look good, it looks natural, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's handsome.
Yes.
It looks very natural.
It looks very natural.
It seems as if this will take all the work out of everything. You can actually probably just take a snooze down. Just kind of let the mustache do all the work. Yeah. You said it. And forget it.
It's like that movie would be the Pringle Tingle.
Some lazy
the
Pringles
guy.
He
does
Pringle Tingle.
Yeah, because
he looks like the Pringle guy. He does. Yeah.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.